There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top. If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Right, we are back to From the Helicarrier. Last week things went a little sideways. I had to tell Kurt and Sin I wasn't available. Then trying to be funny because I see the meme that's even still here right now of Kurt very disapproving looks at to me. So I saw it on Tuesday. So I was like, yeah, but I'm good tonight. And Kurt's like, you do realize this is Tuesday. Like, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's exactly what my text sounds like.
In my head.
In my head, that's always what it sounds like as well.
Right? It's a mix between Sam Walter, Sam, and then what's his face from Parks and Rec?
Oh, God.
I know it, I don't know.
Talking about Ron Swanson?
Ron Swanson. Yeah, Ron Swanson. You're between Sam and Ron.
I told you all the meat,
right?
Yeah. All the bacon.
So you take. I don't believe you understood my meaning, son.
All the bacon.
You take that speech pattern he has. You drop your voice, and I can't help but put a little southern twang on it. It's just who I am. So you get the Sam Waterston in there, and then you get. You do know today is Tuesday, right? That's
now from what gravy. From what I heard, the character for Ron Swanson was nothing like the guy himself. And he actually has some HBO, Netflix comedy specials, and I actually want to check it out. I heard it's really good.
He hosted a competition about crafting, because apparently he's very much into craft, like building your own tables.
And he's this a kind big of old, big old woodworker. Yep. Yeah,
nice.
It's Amy Poehler's his co-host, and he's just ear to ear grinning the whole time. It's like, yeah, it's the total opposite of his character.
One of my favorite Christmas things is a take on the Yule log thing. And it literally is just him sitting in front of a fireplace with a glass of scotch. And it's a Lagavulin, sponsored Yule log thing. And all he does is he sits there, takes a sip every now and then, and just sits there. And it's awesome.
Hey, it works.
Yep. It's great. So, yeah, man, we got some great pop culture stuff going on right now. We got some interesting things in the game. And Midnight Suns hit, and well worth the pre-order. I've been
playing. How you liking it?
I am loving it. Didn't even realize that my stream didn't have the little check mark that says keep videos. So I've done a couple of live streaming videos to show it off. And if you missed it live, you don't get to go back and see it. It's fixed now. Now I put a little check mark. There might be a video up now, but yeah, dude, I am loving it. And this Strike Force, right? It's like, oh, to celebrate the Midnight Suns. Here's a code. I'm like, hell yeah. And it was a suit I already had because I have the legendary box, which got me all the suits, basically. All right, which is fine. It's fine. I have all
of them. It's fine.
But guys, if you play, dude, I don't even know if it's on what's the gaming thing for Xbox? Game Pass.
It's not on the Game Pass right now.
It's not. I did check because I was down on Midnight Suns. And then I heard that it was turn-based and card-based, and I went, ooh, I kind of want to play it now.
It's turn-based and card-based, and from the guys that did XCOM.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a lot more. So Kurt, I think, asked me, he came out of my streams. Kurt's such a great supporter. He came out to the streams when I was doing them, and I think he asked me during then, it's like, you basically describe it. How do you like it? It's like, look, it's not what I expected it to be. I played all the Firaxis games of XCOM, XCOM 1, 2, and then the Steam Direct version, Century City or something like that. I forget what it's called. And you know, there it's like battle, research. But and there's a little bit of story, but not much. So I expected kind of that format. Build your team. Permadeath is in that team. Well, you can't have permadeath in a Marvel game, right? You need the characters for various things in the later. So that's out. Hey, Zumi, you clipped something very cool. It's from somewhere else.
Yes, it's from my channel.
It's from somewhere else. Hey, you know what? I'll take it. If I can get the infamous Sin to show up in my chat, I'm happy. So the short version of it is, once you get your mind wrapped around this game is playing through a comic as a TV show, but you've created your character and you're in that world. That's it. There's guided stories. You do one battle a day. Until recently, I just unlocked this trainer that Kurt came in and saw me doing the training on. Unlocked this trainer. That'll let you do some battles back to back, but it's the same battle over and over with one character a day can do it. And so you can, whatever characters you have, you can go through, blah, blah, blah. It's only good up to level 11. After that, you're just playing for fun because they won't get any kind of experience from that. There's so much story. They have a Midnight Suns, which is the group of people there, but they have a Midnight Suns club, almost like a high school, because they're mostly teenagers at this. We've got Nico Minoru. We've got Magic. Not Johnny Blaze, although he's at the very beginning game.
Robert
Reyes.
Reyes? Yeah.
Robbie Reyes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we're in trouble. We call him Robert. Trying to remember if there's another kid, if it's the three of them. I think it's the three of them. Of course, Spider-Man does come in. Sin, I took some quick video of my phone and texted it to Sin when Spider-Man came in and showed him off some of the suits.
I saw somebody, I was watching somebody play it, and then the right when Spidey popped in, I was like, they did a good treatment on Spidey.
They did. They really did. And he's not a whiny little bitch, so I'm okay with playing with him. So he's the next kind of teenage-esque one. But then you mix it with the Avengers. So you got Tony being a douchebag. I mean, they went full comic book on this, Tony. Like, I'm like, I don't want to, because you do hangouts, so you get better friendship with the people. I'm like, okay, what is this? Is this a dating sim? What's going on? But no, it's as you build up friendship, you're building up the team. And that's when I realized we're playing through comics. If you read the comics, there's almost, sometimes there's not even a big battle in the comic, right? It's team building, character building. It's getting you invested in that world. I'm like, oh, but I want to hang out with Tony because he's a douchebag in this game. Until I had to hang out with Tony. It was one of the choices I'd do. And then, boom, here's some character development. But as you build those friendships, it builds the whole team. And as that team dynamic builds, it levels up. And so you get team combos. And once I figured that out, I was like, oh, no, let's date. I will hang out with everybody. Because these team combos, the graphics. Kurt, did you see me execute any of the team combos?
No, I didn't. I didn't. Because I was going in and out. So
everything has its own animation. Right. You got basic attacks on the screen. You've got all the stuff. I don't have it on my computer. I would have pulled it up and played some of the stuff for you. You can go check out Rock God Upon on Twitch. I think there's a video up there, but certain cards have big attacks. And like Robbie Reyes, when you unlock the Ghost Rider car card and you play it, I mean, full on the screen gets covered with fire. Robbie jumps on the car, whips his chains out, and it is so badass. And then it lands in the scene that you're in and it just runs people over. It is really cool. When you did tag teams, it's just this epic moment in the game. That's really cool. So all the graphics are cool. You're going to do a lot of magic research, not magic the character, but sorcery, wizardry, those kind of things. So you're running around, collectibles are around. You keep coming back to them and make it simple. And you do a ton of side missions. I think I've done at most 4 days of story mission. Well, no, maybe I think maybe 2.5 days of story mission, even though I'm like 14, 15 days into the game, because I'm doing side missions constantly. And you need to do one side mission a day or a story mission. And of course they do force you into the side mission at some point, but that's my thing. Grind the side missions out. Trying to think what other features are in it. I'm loving every second of it. The card based thing. It's like Snap, but better. Cause I'm not, shut up, Siri. Because I'm not playing against somebody.
Yep.
And you have a rotation of 12 cards. That's how you build your deck. So you can change them out before you go into a battle. But you start off with two of each kind of card when you start off. Two, four, six. Maybe it's 8 cards. I can't remember exactly. Maybe it's 8 cards. But you start off with two, and they're just duplicates, two of the same attack, until you start collecting them. And then you can build and swap and have your own attack style. The new characters, so naturally introduced. Spider-Man wasn't just a forced, oh, it's Spider-Man. It's all of a sudden you're doing something in a mission. All of a sudden here's, they call him the Fallen Venom, which looks so amazing. He's got these horns coming out of his head. His teeth are meaner. It's just, Fallen Venom looks really cool. And then, of course, Spider-Man comes in to help. I've already ran into Wolverine and didn't see it coming. Like, I finished this story battle. Done. Crossbones pops in. Cool. He, you know, he tries to kill us or whatever. We don't actually fight him. You know, Crossbones pops. Cool. Think the story's done. And all of a sudden, this claw comes out. That's not Wolverine. This claw comes out. Like, what is this? And my other two people are gone. It's just me. And Sabretooth is there, got my character by the throat in this full cinematic. And it's gorgeous. And then Wolverine pops in to fight Sabretooth. It's just me and Wolverine against Sabretooth and some Hydra lackeys. I wish I'd been broadcasting at that moment, because just the sheer end game, not cutscene animation, not like the Robbie Reyes car scene, just Sabretooth jumps across the play field and smacks, well, Wolverine, because he was taunting a lot, smacks Wolverine. I was like, damn, like Friday, like, damn. It's just this visceral reaction of whoever programmed it. They got just the fluid motions down. Everything feels right. Everything flows. The angles, because you can do environmental attacks, so you can move your character and get good angles. If you like card-based games, if you like collectibles, if you like Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, where you can avoid fights or you can go do other stuff, there's crafting, so it'll be like cooking in Breath of the Wild. I am loving this game. And you can save it at any point and pick it right back up. So while it's not a short game to play, because once you get into a day, a whole day can take me a couple of hours to play through, depending on how much I want to explore or change or do. Just so happy.
Yeah, it looks really good. I think once it hits a deal, I'll probably end up picking up. But, you know, hashtag not my Ghost Rider.
Yeah, but yours is there, dude. I'm telling you, opening scene. Good. This is why I'm so mad, because I was going to tell you, go back and watch the beginning of my video. The video is not there, because I never really set my channel up fully. I just use it to watch Twitch now after the big debacle from a few years ago where a bunch of
guys
shut down. yeah, because I don't have any banners. I don't have any crap up. I'm like,
you don't have an icon for your user.
Yeah, no, I look like a noob because I just have it to be able to participate in other channels. And I just went, hey, my Series X makes it super easy to stream from. Let me just do that. And I got the cable the other day, Kurt, and tried it out. And absolutely, it plugs in and I can talk through my headset now.
Do
all that. So there'll be more of that. But it's not going to be a show. It's just going to be sometimes I'll play for myself and sometimes I'll stream it. But yeah, the opening, when your tutorial, that's where your Ghost Rider is.
Oh, okay. All right.
And hopefully that means he'll make another appearance. Yeah. I've heard that this game for story mission has about 78 hours of gameplay.
Wow. Yeah, I heard it's at least 70 plus, like 72, 74.
Very cool.
And they're bringing more characters in.
So I'll tell you, there's three levels of game. You can buy the basic game. You can buy the one that gets you some of the outfits and one or two levels of the DLC, or I bought the legendary box because for me it's like, why not? I want all the DLC. I'll take all the costumes that come with it. Costumes, most of the time, costumes are strictly cosmetic. So far, the only time I've discovered that they're not is as I do things with my character and unlock things with my character called the Hunter. She's awoken from a long sleep and all this other stuff. Well, mine's a she, you know, you can develop a he, whatever. That character, as I develop newer stuff, which is a very XCOM thing of, hey, you've got this weapon. Oh, you found alien tech. Let's research alien tech. Oh, now you can bigger things and better armor. That armor gives you passives. And it's not, you unlock it with the cosmetic, but then you can use the passive at any time with any suit. So it's not locked to having to wear certain suits.
Okay.
Think Spider-Man on the PlayStation.
Yeah.
Where the passive, those passes are tied to the suits, whereas these aren't. But it's similar that way. And so, you know, there's a nice little switch I discovered. Cause I'm like, I do like some of the suits. Like I turned Spider-Man into Carnage, like instantly, basically, put that suit on him. And you have to earn glitz. I can't remember. It's these little blue orbs. I forget what they call it, but basically it's money in the game to buy the suits and whatnot. You got to do that. But there's a switch you can put that makes them change their suit every time they go into battle. I'm like, okay, that makes it worth it. As I get the different colorations and the different suits and the cool looks, then it'll just change the character up every time I take him into battle. It's just so much fun.
Nice.
So much fun. I'm going to be playing it for the next year, I'm sure.
That's awesome.
It has
actually, I was a little worried about it. It didn't look like anything that I would be interested in. But yeah. And then, so you said Wolverine made a cameo, right?
Yeah, he did not stay on the team.
He does stay later. You do get him. On the list of characters that you get.
I guess what bugged me in the promos was it felt like they shoehorned characters into Midnight Suns that wouldn't normally be in Midnight Suns in the comics. Just because they're popular characters.
I get that so far. Here, I'll tell you how the introductions were made. Ghost Rider was this introduction at the very beginning with Doctor Strange and Iron Man to give you a tutorial, right? So your character's not even there. You're playing with them to see how things move and the different style attacks, whatnot. You don't play with Ghost Rider. He's just there. I forget how it goes. I believe he's coming in a DLC. I think we're getting Johnny Blaze, OG Ghost Rider, coming in at a later time. So then the first new character was Spider-Man, and it was a very natural thing. And he got really, really beat up in this battle or exhausted by helping beat Venom or whatever. So we take him back to the Abbey where everybody is, and he decides to stick around for a little bit and help out because he knows some of the people, like Captain Marvel's there, and he's, you know, they play the characters well. Instantly, he's like fanboying over Iron Man and Captain Marvel and them being there.
Right.
Wolverine came in just because Sabretooth was picking up a bounty to come kill my character. And so he showed up to kill me, and Logan's always hunting Sabretooth, apparently. So, and then the only other character I've seen so far new is Captain America. And he showed up because of something that goes on in the story. Bruce Banner's in it. I have not seen the Hulk at all yet, but something's going on at Avengers Tower, and Cap is there defending it, and you kind of team up with him there. And because of what happens, which I won't spoil, Cap joins the team, essentially. And so far, that's it. That's the only characters I've seen.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently the Season Pass DLC is supposed to have Deadpool, Venom, Morbius, and Storm.
I thought I saw Johnny Blaze there. Like Johnny Blaze. But maybe I'm missing up Rob. Maybe I was mixing up Robbie Reyes, Ghost Rider, with just Ghost Rider. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
So you've seen some of the gameplay. I know you've been in and out, but you've seen some of it. What do you think of after seeing it?
I'm really, really interested in it. It's looking really good, and I was really happy to hear the positive comments from folks. So yeah. So it's and I immediately went to Game Pass to see if it was there, and it's not yet.
And
so did I.
Zoomy says Banner's voice in Midnight Suns is H.R. Hoffman in Back for Blood. Okay.
Same voice actor.
Okay.
I think that's my screen. That's on my game is on the screen. Did I just get some 29.9 orbs? I don't know.
You might have.
I opened up 2 mega orbs, and I didn't see what I got there.
that might have been from the mega orbs.
Yeah, because I definitely got Spider-Punk in there. So Strike Force. Lots of things going on, but nothing like super mega right now.
We got is it starting today or tomorrow? The Deathbringer event. So Archangel in the game, and I can actually check if it's today or tomorrow. But that's starting up. So get your Archangel, get your Fourth Horseman, and they opened up new campaign levels.
Yeah,
which is pretty cool. And the nice thing is, this got pointed out on stream the other day, if you look at Node 4-6, which is the one with Anti-Venom, it's got Gold Orb fragments in it. So nice. You can actually farm some Gold Orb fragments every day. You go to the Villains campaign, 4-6 on the Villains campaign, that's the one with... where is it? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I haven't fully unlocked my Villains campaign yet. Just discovered last night that they opened
up. Yeah, it is 4-6. The Villains one is still locked. But 4-6 on that one has training orb fragments. So everybody that complains that, oh my God, I'm out of training orb, you know, training mats, Well, there's at least one node now that actually has training orb fragments on it.
That's which about is, time. You
know, well, it's super weird, right? Like, because none of them have it. But any node you go to, you're going to get training modules.
Right.
This just gives you shards towards an orb. I'm surprised that that's not on more locations.
Yeah.
I'm surprised this is the first time they've actually done it.
All right, so on the villains, do I have to 100%? I mean, like, I beat all the nodes, but one of them I need to get 3 stars on. Or am I missing something else?
The 3 and 4 are still locked.
Oh, okay. So, but yeah, Hero is not. And the Heroes
The Heroes one are open.
Yeah.
So the Anti-Venom one has gold shards on it, which is pretty cool.
Now.
And, right there.
Zumi's saying anti-lemon. And, he's like, say it, we are lemon, which I know is like, we are venom, but all I heard is like the farmers, we are lemon.
It is one of the best jingles out there because everybody remembers it.
That's very cool. So they're paying you to farm anti-venom.
Yeah. They're doing. Like, well, everybody always keeps saying that we're out of gold. Well, here's a node that gives you a little bit of gold shards. Here's an orb that gives you some training mats. I honestly don't understand how people run out of training mats, because if you're out, go spend some more energy and stop leveling everybody. You don't need to level everyone.
Yeah,
but
and apparently
it's a nice touch. It's a nice touch.
Windstorm says symbiote rework is confirmed.
No, there's no symbiote work confirmed. Windstorm needs to stop going on about his symbiotes that he absolutely is in love with.
Hey,
they're only on a campaign node because they're freaking placeholders.
Come, baby. Just
but Hulk needed it.
Follow your heart. Follow your heart. You get those symbiotes.
Symbiotes. The Apocalypse Saga stuff, we do have the War one should be coming soon. The Death event doesn't look like it's started yet, but it might be tomorrow. So that's coming pretty soon. So they did put out an announcement because we had information that the required characters, because they've been doing that whole Node 5 and Node 10 need specific characters.
Yeah.
So it's War Dogs, Wakanda, and another one for this run. And I'm blanking on who the other one is. But all of a sudden, we found out that the first two nodes require minions. And then there's another one that requires non-legendary mutants. Well, everybody was freaking out over the first two nodes needing minions and how high you're going to have to bring your minions on. They did put out a statement saying, hey, you know, everybody's worried about this. We lowered the difficulty. So, like, no, we're not doing the minions rework. We're just going to make it a little easier on you to get through these nodes.
Now here's,
so,
maybe it's a coding thing, but here's what I don't understand about the hardcore power creep in this game, where things are just trash. I mean, they get to a point where they're just trash. Maybe they started that way, but they either started to get to that point and they have to do reworks. Whereas in Snap, your first generation cards can still be powerful and win against fourth generation cards. There's not.
Yeah, but it's not the same type of game.
But
power creep is completely different,
right? I mean, can't you make characters work? Don't you have phones? I don't
know. On that note, did you hear the news from them today?
No.
Chris Metzen is back with Blizzard.
What?
As on an advisory role, so we'll see how much he's involved. But that was the news today that Metzen's back with the company.
That's bizarre,
isn't it?
How bizarre.
It makes me actually kind of tempted to buy the game. Weirdly enough.
Yeah.
But I thought that was interesting to see pop up today.
I would never have expected that.
Right? Because he has his own. You know, he started a company. I mean, they're a book publisher, but
yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, so the Deathbringer event starts tomorrow. We got a bunch of stuff going on in game. We got a bunch of events going on as usual.
Yeah.
Luckily, there's no blitzing this week, at least for now. So get to relax a little bit. I don't
know how I'm going to get bearskin rug T'Challa.
Oh.
Yeah, Black Panther 1mm, whatever his name is.
Well, you can do the same as the previous ones. If you clear it on like difficulty 4, you don't need the specific teams. Okay. You can just go through and then you get whatever shards you get for it, and then you get extra shards from the end of the event. They'll send you stuff out, so you can still unlock them that way without having the specific.
Look at this bribery. Not that it's bad. $25 gets you 200 Echo.
200 shards. That's a...
Right.
Yeah, so we have this event going on for this, Ice Cubes right now.
Yeah, this. 5 Ice Cubes. Yeah. Come on, man.
It's pretty terrible. It's a very whaley event. It's the same as the chimichangas and the turkeys for the Thanksgiving event. Same thing. You're getting like 5 of them or something in the calendar. You need like 600 or something ridiculous to max out the event. And they're only basically from offers. I think the bottom of the event is 600 for 20 milestones. And there's really good stuff on there. You know, there's blue level 5 ISO, 840 T4 maps, a whole bunch of other stuff through the entire thing, an Elite 6 orb, an Elite 7 orb, a bunch of different shards. But it's ridiculous how expensive it is. But what it has caused is they've been dropping these little $5 offers, like 50 shards of one character with an ice cube, 50 shards of a different character like with like Sam, 3 red star orbs and an ice cube for like $5, $10. So they've been doing these little offers, which are, you know, compared to the usual prices, are fairly decent priced offers, like $5 for... There's one right now for Abomination. I think there's a $5 offer for Abomination. I just saw something for him.
And how many shards?
It is 50 shards of Abomination, 3 gold and 3 red star orbs, and an ice cube for $5. For $5, that's a good offer, because that's basically what for a new character for a Scourge team. That's a $35 offer for 50 shards, and the 3 Red Star Orbs is like $15 value from them. So that's $50 for, you know, for a $5 offer. So that one's pretty solid.
I actually went over to MarvelStrikeForce.com, which is now msf.gg/store.
Yeah, they moved their store over to msf.gg, which is great because GG moved so much faster than their .com website.
I'm going to go ahead because I really need this Captain America Sam, so I can get one more star on Red. My goodness,
his red stars.
No, the character, the event. I totally blanking. Red Death, Omega Red.
No, Omega Red.
That's what I was trying to say. I'd like to get one more star, and I need Sam to be up one more star to get him.
Oh, okay.
So for $5 for 50, it's gonna put me over. I'll do it. So I'm doing it through the store so I can get my extra little freebies out of it.
Yeah.
Right. Free claims right now. I get a booster for Festival of Frost Blizzard. I just claimed that offer. And Mr. Negative, dual threat, get 5 Mr. Negative shards for free on the MSN.
On a web store. Yeah. And it's a daily thing on the web store, kind of like we had Wolverine in the game back in the day. So you're going to be able to just power up your Mr. Negative through claiming it on the website.
So that's really cool. I'm going to be trying to remember to do that a lot. But I like buying things through that site because you'll get a little booster. You'll get a little free pack of something. You know, it's just a little extra, right? Still the same price. You're not getting a discount. I gotta get my daily reward.
Yeah, this way they just don't have to pay the cut to Apple, Android, whoever, and Apple. Yeah, for you buying through the phone.
So let me go claim that so I can fight my Omega Red here. But you know, it's interesting. I missed the offer. I was gonna buy that offer that had Abomination and Zen Hulk. What the hell is his name? I just lost his name.
Braun?
Braun, yeah, because I don't like the word Braun I'm getting tired. I've been drinking a little bit. I'm losing my names that I don't like. And I didn't mean to get it, because the last time we were on together, we were talking about it. And like, oh, yeah, it's not a bad price to really push both of those characters. It'd make my team game a whole. It pushed both of those characters over. I could recruit them. And then I got off the show, and because I wasn't going to do it on the show, I was going to do it on my phone. Just forgot. Straight forgot.
Yeah, but
so I missed it.
Yep.
Oh, look, we're getting the Black Panther version of Namor. Namor costume. I think we already knew that. Yeah, but
which is a really good costume.
Do we have the? Do we know what the Archangel is going to look like?
Yes. He's in the game.
I got you, Kurt. I'm going to pull him up.
His outfit looks great. His face looks terrible. I don't know why they did him dirty like this.
They're picking some dumb times to release certain characters. I'll get into that in a second. But here you go, Kurt. There,
the costume looks great. Yeah.
It looks like Megamind ate a sour apple.
Yeah. His face looks really terrible.
He almost looks Machine Man-ish.
The wings look boss.
The wings do look pretty damn sweet. And they're going to cover up the two, you know, he's going to be on screen. He's going to open up his wings. He's going to cover the other two characters next to him.
So
you're not going to be able to see any of the buffs
that needs or to
any
be
of the marks on other characters. Shield.
The only thing I would say about his costume is they didn't need those little wings in the back. That seems silly. Right.
Now, the artwork for Agent Venom, like the splash, it looks so
good. Oh, it looks great. Good. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm loving that. It just pops out and goes back in. I am loving Agent Venom.
Yeah, so Agent Venom looks really good.
And here's the thing. Okay, Kurt, what were you going to ask?
I was just going to say, did they give any backstory for Agent Venom?
Not yet. Let's
see.
Because it should be Flash Thompson.
Disabled veteran Flash Thompson. Yeah, right. Volunteered to bond with the Venom Syndicate, combining his master weapon. Yeah, that's it. A little bit.
Good. There. That's fine. That's good.
So they're bringing, they're reworking Captain America, and they're reworking Winter Soldier. They're bringing in Agent Venom, U.S. Agent, and Captain Marvel, Captain Carter. For the Rebirth team, which is going to be the new bio
ray team. I've got a nitpick with the shield. Give her the actual different.
No, that's the shield that she has.
That is the shield.
That is her shield.
It's supposed to have the Union Jack on it.
Yeah.
I thought she had a different shaped shield for some reason.
Nope. That's the one that she has.
Here's the thing. The timing on this is kind of dumb, because we had What If series, which had Captain Carter. We had
Strange.
Winter Soldier, and it was a Falcon and Winter Soldier, which had U.S. Agent in it, or what will become U.S. Agent, right? There was some talk of that, right? There's a little bit there. Then we had She-Hulk that had Titania. Why are we getting them now? It just seems weird.
It's because by the time they all come out, it's going to be for the Retro 2022 team.
So Titania is going.
They're all
going
to have the Disney Plus tag.
Yeah,
Titania is going onto a Masters of Evil team with the Ultron getting a rework for that one.
I hate that costume so much.
So I don't like that costume either.
Oh, it looks so bad.
But Captain Carter looks excellent.
Yep. Carter does. U.S. Agent actually looks pretty good too.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's fine.
Yeah. That's what happens when you order a Captain America off of Wish.
Yeah, he's fine.
And Nemesis made his way. I know nothing of Nemesis. This is the first I've heard of him.
Yeah,
he's the son of Apocalypse.
I think so. And X-Men. It's an X-Men villain, but yeah,
he's got the Death Seed tag.
Yeah, good.
but yeah, those are popping in. Oh yeah, apparently I got 6 shards of Spider-Man 2099. He's slightly ahead of Mr. Negative.
Did they give him, for 2099, did they at least give him the raggedy cape thing?
Little raggedy cape on the back.
Good.
Yeah.
His arm spikes are way too big.
Way too big. But, you know, I just give him credit for having 2099 in there, because he was a cool character.
Yeah.
I am definitely behind on getting some character. I just unlocked Deathlok tonight. Spider-Woman is now formable, so I'll finally get my A-team built up, which will be so non-meta. It's not even funny. Look at this. Look at this. Seven
Red Star pull of Noir.
Of Noir.
Wow.
And how do you get him? I don't think you do.
I think he's only in orbs currently.
Premium Mega. And maybe find him in supplies to buy five shards at a time for a very overpriced premium.
Yeah.
And at least, yeah, rare promotions. But seven, yeah. You know, just like Adam, Warlock. Yo, I got him, finally. Seven red stars, but I don't have an Adam Warlock in the seven red. I think I have a four-star Adam Warlock. What's his stat? He's a...
Well, he's a legendary, but he's Infinity Watch.
That's it, Infinity Watch. That's before I get to legendary. So what do I have? Five. So I'm not shabby. I got five full stars on him.
Well, but the at least the nice part for him is that he's an old-style legendary character. So he'll come back around in rotation, and then you build up the team for him, and you'll just be able to power him up.
Which reminds me.
Higher.
Stay focused. I got to get my Sam. So I can go get my another star on Omega Red. You know, when these teams are powered up correctly, yeah, I talk about the power creep and all that, I don't understand, but I can still tell when the right teams are put together, you don't have to have just the newest teams. I tried to overpower whatever his team is, the Secret Avenger team. I tried to overpower it by doing more than double the power on them, and they just wiped the floor with my team.
Sometimes it works, and other times it's just you can't even touch the team.
Yeah. So depends on the team, sure, but yeah. And then Darkhold. Okay, I gotta see what I'm missing on Darkhold, because it may be the times I'm using it, like in war or something else. And one of the characters, you know what? I bet you I have Morgan Le Fay's on a different team. I think I may have, depending on what it is, if war or whatever. But I routinely only have these four Darkhold to use on whenever I think of it, right? It's like, oh, I'm in war. Let me try them. But let me tell you, those four with, I think I put Deathpool with them.
Okay.
I wrecked a team that I couldn't have touched otherwise.
So those four work well together, but you got to check where Morgan Le Fay is, because
I got to find her.
They're one of the top teams. They're not untouchable, but
yeah,
they will get you most of the stuff done.
And it's a solid team. You know, we talk about recruitment sometimes, and this and that. The other Alpha is kind of falling apart. A bunch of people have either stepped back from the game.
Oh, yeah.
Or they I think most of them are like, yeah, I'm kind of done with the game. That have left. Not most of the team, but the ones that are pulling out. I think one decided to go on to a different kind of alliance for their gameplay, which is fully understandable. I get it. You know, I'm feeling it. It's like I play the game. And honestly, the best thing that's kept me in this game is the 7-day streak. Having to rebuild that feels like nails on a chalkboard. It's just playing for 7 days. You miss one day. And if I didn't know that bar was there, I probably wouldn't notice the difference. But just dragging out, oh my God, it's day two. And that red dot is there on that event that I can't do because I don't have my streak. And yeah, it that streak has kept me playing more regularly. But I find I still enjoy the game. But I have very little camaraderie in the game, if that makes sense. You know, I don't
feel nowadays, that's not a surprise. Yeah. I mean, well, what? We're 5 years in?
Almost six, I think.
Almost six? I don't know. COVID time.
Something ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been going a good long while.
And like I said, I enjoy it. And I like what we do here, because honestly, if this game was what was keeping this show together, well, Kurt would have left a while back. and then I'd probably be at this time going, no, you know, I like the game not enough to gush over it like other games anymore. But I do like getting the tips from Sin. I like hanging out with the boys. It was just really why I'm here. So all I'm saying is it's a good thing that we found other things to focus on. Otherwise, it'd be like, all right, cool. It's been a good run. Bye, everybody.
The IP is doing fine.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The game itself is fine.
Yeah.
Look at that splash art, Kurt.
You know, people might come and go, but, you know, it's Marvel, so there's always going to be stuff to talk about.
And I've always said that this is a gorgeous game regardless.
Agreed.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Man, if they had only come up with really good holographic text, I could hold my phone up and they're just standing on it doing the same thing. So good, but this is as close as we can get to that right now, so I'm happy. Sin, what am I missing in the game? What should I be working on?
Well, it depends on the, you know, for people that are trying to figure out what to do, it just depends on your level of rating or where you are, if you're trying to get Apocalypse or not. So you're either going for the Death Scourge event, or you're building Rebirth for the next raid bio team. It really just depends on what your priority in the game is at the moment. There's a lot of stuff. If you need a mutant team, the Death Seed team will get you there. They work really well. And you're going to be able to unlock Archangel at like 3-4 star without too much work. If you push harder, you'll get them at 6-7 stars, you know, for those that put in the time on it. Down the line, probably halfway through the... I mean, we're not expecting him in the game until March. I don't expect anybody to show up with him until like June with Apocalypse, but we're going to see him in, you know, 4 to 6 months. So that will be interesting. But like the Death Seed is the new mutant raid team. The Rebirth team is the new bio raid team. I wouldn't be surprised if there was a new skill team for raids down the line, because what we have is kind of like a little mashup of things that works, but you know, it's not the best. It gets the job done, but it's not an actual team that they can go, hey, here's a team that you guys can go buy and build up and have a solid raid team. So I wouldn't be surprised if it was a new skilled team down the road.
And if you're wanting to get a little bit more information on the Horsemen of the Apocalypse as they're being brought into the game, you can actually go back to the early days of the X-Factor comic and read the first appearance. X-Factor number 15 is the first appearance, and then they featured in the Fall of the Mutants storyline, which was also an X-Factor. But yeah, there were some really, really cool storylines featuring the Horsemen back in the day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And also in the X-Men cartoon. They were in there as well.
I'm looking forward to the new one.
X-Men 97?
X-Men 97. I'm really looking forward to that coming out.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Now I got to build this team to 7 stars. I don't know. I mean,
I have a feeling the storytelling is going to be a little bit better.
Yes. It's been a while.
Right.
It's been a while. But you know, there's a nice little throwback going on in Snap right now, the offer, which is X-Men, roughly X-Men 97 variants of Rogue and Gambit.
Yeah, Rogue and Gambit is in that offer.
Storm is also in an event, right?
Yeah, yes. That's a free event. All you gotta do is log in.
Yeah.
I did go watch that video. It is good.
I got the Storm variant on that, and I didn't do jack for that.
You don't have to. Just log in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the current offer for Gambit and Rogue, which, looks just like the cartoon, is called Hearts Wild. It's on for the next 24 hours. Is the last time. Here's the thing. It's $30.
Cash. Not cash. In currency. Cash.
Yeah. Cash. And you get two avatars. You get a Gambit and a Rogue variant and 1,500 credits. That's really expensive.
It is.
It's really expensive. That being said, so they're going to be flipping between cash offers, cash bundles, and in-game gold bundles.
I mean, that's
so.
But if you're a fan of the 90s X-Men, come on.
Yeah, but man, you only get 1,500 credits, and
but you get new avatars.
Yeah, I can't justify.
It's straight if you want that art. That's
really it nice. Has to be. You have to be a major fan of them. The next
they
one,
did a music video for the Game Awards,
which was excellent.
That's the artwork from the music video.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. Which was still in that style-ish. But yeah, that music video was outstanding.
Really good. Yeah,
I messed up my screen, but that's okay.
So the they've actually kind of listed the next offers coming up. The next gold. Oh, see, I don't know what order these are in, but we're getting a Mr. Fantastic and an Invisible Woman and Doctor Doom bundle, which are going to have variants for all three of them, plus 3,000 credits and avatars for all three. That's going to be 5,000 in-game gold, which is still a bit much. I will not be partaking in that. The 3,000 credits isn't worth it to me. The one after that is going to be called Winter Wonderland, which does appear to be worth it. You get a new title that says tacos after this. You get a winter vacation variant of Sunspot. You get 100 Sunspot boosters. You get a Sunspot avatar. You get 8,000 credits. Oof. And you get 2,000 collector's tokens.
Nice. I've used some of my collector's tokens.
And that is 6,000 in-game gold. I will probably be buying that one.
I wish I could kind of trash the variants. The Kingpin Pirate variant's okay, but I don't really care for the 8-bit. I just get that out of a mystery variant.
Yeah.
Thing.
There's another cash one coming up for $20. That's a chibi bundle for those. Yeah, and Sen, I hate to tell you, man. This has a chibi Spider-Man and a chibi Sandman.
I might have to go for that one.
Both of them have the equivalent avatars, and you get 500 credits.
That's not bad.
It's all right.
It's a little pricey.
Yeah, it's a little pricey.
I'm a little more interested in that than in Rogue and Gambit.
Understood completely.
Fair enough.
They've got Starlit Connection, which is the last one they're showing. It's anime variants on Angela and Sarah, which look pretty cool. Very Sailor Moon-ish. You get 4,000 credits. $50. It's hefty. Ooh. It's hefty. I will not be buying that one. So right now, the only given that I'm going to buy is probably the Sunspot Winter Wonderland one. And partially is the collector's tokens, because now they let you pin. Well, actually, they did from the beginning. The token that shows up in your shop that you want to save money for.
Yes.
So it doesn't rotate out. So the one that I have pinned right now is Thanos.
Nice.
So, and it's because of all, you not only get Thanos, but you get the Infinity Gems, when Thanos is summoned. So, let's see. My recent new cards. Well, I did manage to buy Galactus.
Nice.
I came into my token shop.
Hey, so I got Luke Cage and I got Mr. Negative.
Luke Cage is solid and a newer card. I don't have Luke Cage yet. Mr. Negative is solid if you play him in the right deck. Rogue is fine. Rogue,
yeah, I bought Rogue because she was kind of cheaper.
Yeah.
So those are three. So I still have 1,000 credits, but I was happy with my purchase. But it's hard to decide. It's hard to decide when to wait and make sure it's Series 4 or Series 3, you know.
Right. The newer one I got was Absorbing Man.
Okay.
And Absorbing Man is basically Mystique, but for on reveal cards. So Mystique will copy the last ongoing abilities of, if you played a card with ongoing abilities right before you play Mystique, she takes those ongoing abilities, which means you can do things like double up Wong. Or double up Onslaught. Absorbing Man, if the last card you played has an on-reveal ability, this card copies it. So you can double up Odin, or you can double up whoever. Yeah, so I haven't put together a deck yet with that one. Let's see.
Man, that snap.fan is the best site for
it. It's got a lot of good, really good info.
Yeah, there's and there's also there's a whole bunch of really good YouTubers that are like just highlighting decks, just different decks, and some of them are silly decks and some of them are not. Binx is one of the big ones, who's doing a lot of stuff. Regis Kilbin is doing a bunch of videos as well. There's just a lot. There's a lot of good content out there for putting together decks. The deck that I'm playing the most right now is my Ben Brode Omega Red deck. And I'm having so much fun with it. The whole point is you play Invisible Woman on turn two, which hides all the cards that you play. Yep. And then you play Omega Red on turn four. And Omega Red says, hey, if you, if you're 10 ahead in this lane, you add points to the other locations. But then you play a Iron Man on the Omega Red, which doubles up. And then you play an Onslaught on the whole shebang. And with Invisible Woman, if you get the the whole combo, Invisible Woman doesn't reveal any of it until the end of the game. And so you just basically slam people at the end of the game. It's so satisfying. And then the other, the only other deck that I've been playing just because it's crazy is my Agatha deck, which I took from, might have been Binx, I don't remember, but and I called it Agatha Take the Wheel, and really Agatha just plays all the cards until she doesn't.
I looked up some of those builds and they were recommending major destruction cards like Hela and Sarah. I was like, okay, I don't have those yet, so I can't really maximize that deck. She is, I'll tell you, it's fun to get a, it's like letting your kid drive you home when you're drunk at a bar. Never done it. I don't know. It's a stupid joke. But it's like, hey, we don't know where this is going to go, but we're going to get there, hopefully.
Right.
It's very interesting.
So, yeah, I still need to put together a leader deck.
Just I just pulled a leader. I think I
did. Did you? Leader is a major deal. The one of the new featured locations this week was Clintar, which was after turn three, all the cards that are in this location turn into symbiotes and then eat each other.
Yeah, that was interesting and weird.
And very weird.
I call it the cannon fodder.
And it was, I saw Null popped up in my store. It's a tier five card.
Yep.
Or a pool five card. And he's like a 6-0. And his power is equal to all combined to all the cards you've destroyed in this game.
Great. Yep.
So him plus death.
Yeah, I was just going to say him plus death, right? I
mean, and just throw in destroyer, him and death. And that's nasty.
I do want some advice here. So I think I saw a leader for purchase and didn't purchase him because I wasn't sure. But I probably should pick him up if he comes back through this token shop, right?
See, I have a really hard time recommending you to buy anything in the token shop yet. Only because you're still working your way up through the
tiers. 13, 14.
Yeah, so tier 3, you're still working your way through. You haven't finished it.
Yeah.
And so they've made tier 4 and 5 way more difficult to get generally. So, but so tier 3 is
better.
I would just wait. I mean, if you're going to do that, everybody's still trying to kind of come to grips with the best cards in tiers 4 and 5. Because like the rest of Snap, it's all situational, right? You can have really good cards that you wouldn't normally use. Like, for example, ongoing Luke Cage, right? Luke Cage, your cards can't have their power reduced. Well, right. If you're playing something like Hazmat That's really, really important. Right? Because I played around a little bit with a hazmat build, which was Wong Onslaught hazmat or Wong Odin hazmat. And it just like does these crazy negative effects on everybody, except if you're playing Luke Cage, then that doesn't affect you. And so you win so much more easily.
That makes sense.
But it's all really situational. It's based on the deck that you're putting together. So, Project Pegasus. Sweet.
No, not Wall.
So much
energy. Why are these lit up? I don't. Oh,
because Project Pegasus gives you +5 energy that turn.
I see that. Well, bingo, bingo, bongo. So why not slam it home? Yeah. Otherwise, I got to burn turn later to use him.
Right. See, the nice part about playing Infonaut there is they may just say, well, I'm not going to get the left lane.
Right.
And leave you alone.
Yes.
What's Mordo do again? I don't play with him.
Mordo makes them pull a card on their hand, but it's automatically 6 energy. Oh. So I use that as a kind of, if he's kind of my backup card, right? Yep. So it's like, well, I don't really have anything good to play. Here's a screw you card, because it might bust your strategy saying, oh, I turn 4, I get so-and-so. Oh, well, yeah, you're going to get him, but it's going to make him 6 energy, so you really can't use him until the end.
Right.
I got a lot of good ones in my hand right now for turn
4. Jubilee's really solid.
She is, and she's usually my go-to. And because she'll help the collector, I'm going to do that. I think it'll help the collector. Well, it might not.
No,
because it's still from my hand. It's still
unless she pulls a Moon Girl. But
true. Well, I could really use Moon Girl now.
Yeah. Agent 13 will benefit the collector.
White Queen will as well.
And so will Cable.
God damn, this rocks. I need to win locations with one car. Stop screwing me. That's so irritating. That's the hardest thing to do. I got that my Devil Knot deck. I can do it. Devil Knot or Infinite, or Devil Dinosaur rather, or Infinite usually can take a location by themselves, depending on how I play. I've got a nice deck. I can build it. Moon Girl isn't here somewhere. Death is going to do me no end of good.
You never know.
You never know.
Because
death counts their damage.
Death counts their damage as well. Yeah, so now you're
and they just made it a lot easier for you to play her.
Right.
They did indeed.
No, that you should play her. Turn. You should play her on the right.
Oh, it is the final turn, isn't it? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you. For some reason, I thought it was turn 5. I appreciate you guys.
They helped you with death.
Okay. Zimmy's got something. To all the new at Marvel streamers, you can really help your chat get to know the cards by turning on the at Hikatron AI chat bot. Yep.
I can show you how to do that. I've done that on my channel.
Okay, cool.
So then you can put exclamation card and put the name of the card, and it will tell everybody what it is.
Oh, I love it. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I think Venom was not the choice to play there for your final turn, sir.
No, it's a terrible choice.
You're not going to get enough points.
No. You got what they call the trifecta.
Yeah. Man, I had a slam down the other day. I should have taken a screenshot of it where I understand move just enough to be dangerous. Like, I have a move deck, right?
Yep.
Just enough to be dangerous. And I threw down Heimdall thinking something was going to happen. It happened, but not what I thought was going to happen. And it did the whole hour. I had built it with Craven, where if somebody moves here, it gives this power. I had Vulture in there. When he moves, he gets so many more powers. And there, already had moved him once or twice. And by the time I was done, all three locations had over 70 points each.
Yeah.
And I just waited to play it out. And the other person was just like, thumbs up, and left. Like, yeah.
I do love the fact they put the new emotes in.
Yeah,
it's just so much better.
You know, you can emote on the card.
Yep. Somebody plays a card you don't like, or you do like, or whatever, you can actually click an emote on the card itself.
Oh, there's three different emotes on the card.
Yeah,
another place costs. You see, this one I've been grinding at. When the location with three more power and with one card only, it's a nice grind.
The one card only one, you send clued me into this early on. You can quit the game halfway through.
Yeah.
You got to get, what,
three round turns three in? Or four, you can just close and exit out. You lose a cube, but you complete the quest.
Right.
I may go to that.
That's the way I had to finish it last time. I couldn't pull it off with the deck I was playing, and I didn't want to change decks. Is really what it was.
Honestly, I can pull it off with this deck if I don't get that random squirrel girl crap or rock or something else that's out of my control. Right? Yep. If I can control the whole field, I can almost always take
squirrel girl. Look at that.
That's on their side.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but yeah.
Until you hit Central Park.
God, shut up. I know.
Okay, so Sokovia, discards a card from your hand.
Yeah.
It got rid of your Devil Dinosaur, yeah, just so you know.
But that's what the beauty of this deck is you got two big cards, depending on how it's played, that I can usually take a location with one.
Yeah.
And I've got the Collector in there, and I think Sunspot's in here. So between those four cards, depending on my first three rounds, what I get, I can take this thing down.
Is your Baron Mordo an on reveal?
Yes.
You got Kamar-Taj over on the right.
Thank you, sir.
That make their lives...
Yep.
Just annoying.
Exactly. Just annoying.
I'd be so annoyed.
we'll play that here. If I'd paid attention, I would have actually saved this first spot for Infinaut. Because there's no way you're going to stop me if I play Infinaut in Shuri's lab. You're done. You're done. On that one location. Yeah. What does Patriot do again? Cards with no abilities have plus two. Oh, well,
right.
You know, screw you, man.
Well, that helps.
But that's not how. Oh, it's not location based. Like, okay, that is a smart play. Turn five. Yeah, we'll go for the gold. Go all in.
Mystique copies.
So they're gonna take the match. Maybe if they play right, they're gonna take the match. I'm just going to throw down my card and try to win one location with one card. Oh, they didn't take you. Oh, wait. No, they didn't take the match.
I think they just gave you the match.
Yeah, because yeah.
Oh, Kamar-Taj. Yeah, because I hate playing Mr. Sinister on Kamar-Taj. It's kind of a waste.
Yeah.
But whatever.
They played. They already had Kamar-Taj locked in, but it's not a. It's a red herring. I mean, a lot of people would do an on reveal at the end and you know, really try to boost the points. But you already had that. You're so close with Shuri's lab and so low with Sokovia. Come on, Sin. Let's set up the World Series of Snap Poker and let's go take down some millions of dollar pots.
Huh. Well, they're going to start doing, player versus player stuff for friend list.
Yep.
Oh,
good. So
you'll be able to set up tournaments. Yeah,
you'll be able to do tournaments.
Has that been announced? Are they going to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm down. That will change these Thursday nights, won't they?
It could.
we'll start a whole betting ring between the three of us on the chat that who's going to win. You know, the house gets a rake. Is all I'm saying.
You know what we should do is when they put that in, we should set up our screen so both of our decks or both of our game fields can be on screen without showing our decks.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So we can't snipe each other.
Yeah.
Oh, Onslaught Citadel.
I like Ice Cream Citadel.
Me too.
It's called an Ice Cream
Citadel. But I like that one in Kamar-Taj. They're just fun to play.
I'm not liking my options, so just go simple right now.
So I'm getting very, very close in my collector level. I'm sitting at, well, actually, let me cash in some of these. Come on. Upgrade. Where are you?
Oh.
I did see there's a new card variant in the shops.
I screwed on that one.
And it is the what they called the band variant. So they've got a multiple man where there's like 10 multiple man,
iterations.
Oh, like with the band?
And they're all playing. Yeah, they're all playing insurance.
Nice. How do I get the inked cards? That's the only thing I want is these black and white inked cards.
I've only got them from the collection level, from the collector reserves.
It drives me crazy.
Now, they might show up in the shop, but you got to remember. No, but here's the thing. They're still pretty new. So the inked ones were only showing up in bots for the longest time.
Maybe that's where I really saw them because I'm like, I will give you my gold. I want the inked cards.
I think I've gotten two total. I got, I think Ant-Man as one. And maybe Angela. Let's see. Sort by name.
You got a variant. It's like you maxed it out, spun it off, and you got as a collector, wasn't it?
So I got Angela is an inked one, definitely. Maybe
that's the one you got from the variant.
Ant-Man, which the Ant-Man one looks kick ass. For the card that I have. Let's see, do I have any others?
Mm-hmm. But everything that you and Sin love about this game together is just, oh, there you go. There's Sin Angela. Look at that. That's it.
Yeah.
I will spend all my gold on these.
Yeah.
In the story. That's the only ones I want.
I understand that. I have a Jessica Jones that's not an inked one, but it's a variant one, but it's a painted, it's from like a painted comic cover. Looks awesome.
Nice.
I keep hearing rumors about Alex Ross.
I heard about that one.
I still want to see some classic like Ditko. I think that'd be awesome. Let's see. The big one that they've been throwing around lately are what, Dan Hip?
I saw a few of those cards pop up.
Yep.
I just want Scotty Young cards. That's it.
I know.
I think they've got so many ways they can go.
They got a bunch of like the baby ones, but it says baby variant instead, right. Or it'll say chibi variant instead of saying Scotty Young.
I did get a collector painted one that's Ivan Chavrin, who I'd never heard of, but now I suddenly love. But you're gonna get me with the painted covers anyway. Just because they're just awesome. Kind of a sucker for the pixel ones. Yeah, those are the only two that I had.
So I don't care for the pixel ones. They're okay. I mean, when you see them on this screen, when they're smaller, it does kind of a cool look. But yeah. I don't know.
I understand.
Yeah, they have so many generations of looks they can go through, and of course, there's artists. But you remember back in the 90s. I think it was Topps did it's just these master art cards.
Yeah.
I cannot
remember. Yeah, it was Marvel Masterpieces.
Was that what it was? The name. Okay,
yeah. It was called I collected all those, and they were all fully painted, amazing. I think he had Ivan Jusko as one of the artists. They were awesome looking, and they really were pieces of art.
And you can really bring that in. You've got the whole series they launched, X-Men 97. You've got that whole series that you can bring in as variants. You've got so many places you can go with variants that keep you busy collecting while they put out the next new card, like Null or whatever. And then the location's changing. That's really cool, too. But all that being said, it is getting late. I can't even do the speech without laughing. It's getting dark, big guy. It's time to go record a fat man. Sun's going low. Yes, it's sun's getting low. So where can they find you on the web besides giving us a nice pity rollover of bringing all your fans to Love All Nuts and Talk, which we enjoy every week.
It's nice that folks dropped in to say hi. Absolutely. You can find me at twitch.tv/SlenRaven, mostly in the mornings because I've been working mornings this whole week, so it's been actually evening streams. So we'll see how that goes. I don't know if the job is on a more permanent basis or not, but whatever. I'll be on. You can always find me there. Yeah, come on by. Say hello.
Say hello to my little sin. Yes! What about you, Kurt?
I can be found everywhere except on Twitter. I'm still in Twitter exile. At VO by Kurt on Twitch, on Instagram, on Pinterest, and on TikTok. TikTok is where I am the most active right now. I'm in the midst of my fat guy weight loss journey set of vlogs, and tonight we record day 99.
As I say, road to 100, right?
Yeah, road to 100. So yeah, and I'll because there's I'm gonna be recording it in about probably 15 minutes. Today marks 40 pounds.
Nice,
congrats.
So it's all good. Otherwise, I'm just trying to do some more story time with Kurt stuff and trying to do some more poetry readings and whatnot. And yeah, it's all good. Everything's moving forward. So what about you, Charles? Where can people find you?
I just recently changed my TikTok handle to @, of course, on TikTok, there's an @, right? That's easy advice to give. Because I've been talking to Phil and I was like, man, I'm struggling. I want to make more content, even, you know, make a video, Kurt, supportively, but, you know, jokingly, he's like, oh, you can make a video, you know, and I get great feedback. I was just struggling with what I need to do, because that's, to me, that's a TikTok trap, right? You get locked into one thing, like, oh, I'm going to just, what? It gets you lots of views and you grow, but then there's nowhere to go. I've seen lots of comedians do it. I've seen lots of bit actors do it where it's funny, funny, funny. Then, where's the new? And like, I can't fall into that trap. I don't know what I'm going to do. And also kind of what held me back was me going, I can give lots of advice to anybody, you know, Kurt, you know, Sid, Phil, anybody. I can throw out a lot of advice, but there's definitely some of that just right back at me. Right. And I'm not living it. And I felt like a hypocrite. And that's just a throwaway term. When I said something to Phil, I was like, man, you know, that's just easy advice to give. He said, oh my God, that's so genius. I'm like, all right, fine. And literally, cause I was in a mood, literally I was like, all right, fine, I'll change my name to that. And I just kept going on bitching about how shitty my life was and where I was not wanting to be. But that's it. That's easy advice to give. It's hard advice to live. And that's what I've been doing. And it feels right. I can get in there, share stuff from my life, share advice from work, advice from other stuff that's going on. Take questions. You know, if people, you want to get some advice and stuff, more than happy to give it. And you just take it with a grain of salt. And if it works for you, if it works for you, that's great. If it doesn't, that's great. And know that, I understand that some of the advice I'm giving, I ain't living. And that's what the whole channel is about. So that's where you can find me. And hopefully, coming into the new year, my schedule, I say this a lot. I know. I mean it. It's like you speak it, you bring it kind of thing, right? That's what I'm trying to do. But I'm hoping my schedule will settle down after the holidays. And me and these two boys will be doing more steady nights on Thursdays, talking about some pop culture, games that we're playing. And so I'd love to discuss Wednesday with you guys, but you know, didn't happen tonight, and that's quite all right. Next week is leading right into the holidays, and I've got my final Christmas party that I get to go to on Thursday for one of my companies. And I'm throwing it out to you guys. My thinking the answer is going to be, hey, it's really a few days before Christmas. Do you guys want to try to force it without me? Or, you know, we'll come back in the final week of the year.
Let's just see how it goes.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. With all that being said, in the honor of the great Stanley, Excelsior! But Thanos was right. Mm-hmm.